This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, the conclusion of the final message in an 8-week series on one word, the word believe. What you believe in life impacts what you are. What you believe in life impacts what you become. What you believe impacts what you decide. Everything hinges, comes back to the word belief. Most of all, what you believe about the Lord impacts everything you are as a man or a woman. God bless you as you listen to the last session of this final message from Belief. In a book called Is It Real When It Doesn't Work by Doug Murin and Barb Schurin, they write this: toward the end of the 19th century, Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel awoke one morning to read his own obituary in the local newspaper. It said this: Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, who died yesterday, devised a way for more people to be killed in war than ever before, and he died a very rich man. Actually, at what had happened, it was Alfred's older brother who had died, but a newspaper reporter bungled the epitaph. But the epitaph had such a profound effect on Nobel that he decided he wanted to be known for something other than developing the efficient means of killing people, dynamite, and for amassing a fortune in the process. So Alfred Nobel initiated what's called today the Nobel Peace Prize, the award for scientists and writers and people who foster peace. Nobel said every man and woman ought to have the chance to correct his or her epitaph in midstream and write a new one. Listen to that again. Every man and woman ought to have the chance to correct his epitaph or her epitaph in midstream and write a new one. Every person in this room is writing an epitaph about your life, and here's what it'll say: someone who received, believed in Jesus Christ and who's a child of God. That's your epitaph. Or something else. Which is it? Don't go to your grave as a man or woman who refused the pardon, who refused to believe, who refused to receive. And you may have stood at the door of your heart and talked nicely to the Lord. Hey, good to talk to you. Glad you're here today. But you never received him into your life, to use that analogy. You never believed in his name, which means you put your trust in everything that he does and everything that he is. You've never done that. I can't think of a greater tragedy in life than to do that. Someone in first service said that their brother was profoundly deaf. And there was only one Christmas carol that their deaf brother reacted to when it came on the radio. It was the drummer boy. He had enough hearing and enough sensing in his physical mind that he would put his ear up to the speaker of the radio and he could feel the beat of the drum. And the boy made a connection with the little drummer boy song, and I thought that was very profound, that the one Christmas carol he could relate to, the one he could hear, was the little drummer boy. What I'm concerned about are people who are deaf to the claims of Christ upon their life, who can hear the drummer boy and who can hear Joy to the World, the Lord has come, who can hear Silent Night, Holy Night, who can hear All Come, All Ye Faithful, Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him. And you know what we do? We turn a deaf ear and we walk away. And here that little boy puts his ear up to the speaker of the radio to hear Little Drummer Boy because he can feel it. Some of you need to hear the message for the first time today. Say, I hear. And you know what I do? I receive. I open the door of my heart. I believe in his name, which means to put my trust in him. And I become a son or daughter of the living God.
Well, a reminder, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any program you may have missed. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.